Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What's Your Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Leslie. Welcome to What's Your Next podcast.
Thank you, Laura. Great to be back.
So happy to have you back. So tell us what you've been up to.
Oh, what have I been up to? Just went trick-or-treating with my kiddos. And luckily the weather held out. It was pouring earlier in the day. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do not want to go out if it's raining. But it cleared up, so that was good. Everyone got enough candy, which I will soon toss. and now I'm like ready to look forward to the holidays. I didn't tell you, we're actually going to go to Florida soon, because we're going to go to Mickey's Christmas party, which I've always wanted to do. And so we got tickets and I'm going to share and I cannot wait. So,
oh my gosh, you're just going to
what are these parties?
Like, that's actually, we got to plan this, you know. I got an annual pass to Disney World this year, so I have not used it. I was gonna use it the Friday before Thanksgiving, but it's a blackout day because it's like annual pass, like it's a weird like stuff. So they're, because the only annual pass that are available is the weekday annual pass. They're not the weekends or the stuff that were not available. So I am gonna use it next year. My game plan is to get a hotel and go to spend like 3 or 4 days in Disney, you know, and do all the Disney. So,
oh my gosh, so fun. Yeah. We were there actually earlier this year too, but I've just always wanted to do this. And so one day I was just like, done, click, bought the tickets, we're going.
So you got to read the Lauren Asher. Did you read The Fine Print by Lauren Asher?
No.
It's a Disney World theme park book. So it's a romance book. It was Disney World.
Awesome.
It's called Dreamland, but it's a very Disney World related. And then Eris Gray has a Disney World one that she actually did a tour. She went the VIP tour of Disney World and like got the behind the scenes to plan ahead this Disney World book, you know. So
nice, yeah.
So there's a little slice of Disney World theme romance novels out there.
You can find everything in romance. It's awesome.
Yeah. So awesome. All right. So let's chat some. We're going to chat about some holiday recommendations, some holiday books. So what kind of holiday books are trends that you're noticing this year comparison to other years, or like, you know, what are some things that you're looking forward to?
Well, I think that's one of the great things, right, about romance, is that there's so much variety in it. And even if you have one theme like holiday romance or Christmas romance, you can still find so many different books, whether it's different tropes or whatever. But this year, I was looking over my book list for 2022's Christmas romance books coming out, and I'm like, there are so many LGBTQ themed Christmas books coming out this year, which is pretty cool. I forget what you called them.
The holidays.
Oh my God, I love that. So quite a bit lesbian ones and MM romance holiday ones coming this year. So that's a huge trend that I've noticed. Mm. And I think there's also you know, in Christmas romances, you can go on either track. Like you can do the very clean, closed door, you know, holiday romance books, or the more steamy, spicy romance books, which I think is becoming more on trend, right? Those are sort of the ones that I gravitate more towards. Yeah. And let's see. And I would also say like another trend, which we can talk about too, is like holiday novellas. Like a lot of authors who have really cool series, you know, usually write a holiday novella for their series, you know, highlighting their favorite characters, or some authors just work together and they put out like a group of novellas that all kind of relate to each other. And those are so fun to read. I love them.
Yeah, I love reading like interconnected series or like novellas in different series, or like a series that I've been reading and then like, oh, let's see how they're doing. And you get like an update. Like it's it's a very reader focused novella because it's not like there's not like major things. It's just like fun thing, like a very frothy, very fun, you know, novella to see what the characters have been up to and how did they celebrate the holidays, you know.
Yes, exactly. It's like a win-win. I totally love them. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so it's perfect for those readers who like to know what's happening, who likes epilogues, you know.
Yes, so, for sure.
Yeah, which is, I'm here for it. And yeah, I definitely go for the spicier level of it. I think this is a gift that we were getting from a lot of people gravitating towards KU and more indie, more self-publishing novels are coming out. That we're taking more risks, and so we're getting that, but we're also seeing some of traditional published, because traditional published tend to look like Hallmark movies where it's just like a kiss or just like really close four. But we got a merry, very little cute meet cute, which is on the spicier level. So we did get some traditional published that were like spicier, but
yes,
we hope that that's a trend that we see in future years, you know. We need the steam.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, because there's nothing to say, like the holidays, why can't these be spicy, right? And I think that a lot of readers are wanting that. So the more the merrier.
So let's chat some recommendations. Like what books have you read or which ones you're like recommending?
I will pull a few from my best Christmas romance book list on She Reads Romance Books, and one of those came out last year called The Plight Before Christmas by Kate Stewart. It came out last December. I mean, I love Kate Stewart. I'll read anything that she writes. She's just a favorite author of mine, but this book was just so good. It's pulls together, it's second chance romance, awesome like family dynamics, everybody getting together at this cabin that's snowed in the North Carolina mountains, and it's super steamy but yet also really tugs on your heartstrings. I'm totally blanking on the heroine's name, but she is going to the family cabin right for the holidays, and her parents are there, brother's there, and they're his significant other and kids, and then behind the brother walks her ex from college. She's like, great, I'm at this cabin with my ex for the holidays. Sweet, you know, but you come to learn more, you know, with some flashbacks about their story and, you know, why it, you know, they had a demise, but it's just, it's awesome. Vintage Kate, a must read. So that was one of my favorites.
Oh, that sounds so good. I will second chance romance. Actually, I have things of second chance romance. They need to have a reason why they can come back together. Because sometimes a toxic relationship, it's okay to break up and not come back together.
Yeah.
You know? So it just depends. Like second chance is a hit or miss. Like I love it when it's done really well and you figure out why they came together, like they broke up and what happened and the demise. But other times I'm like, yeah, they should have been broken up.
So. Yeah, I totally agree. And it has to be like a good lead up, like to come back and a valid reason to come back, like you said, like otherwise, or if it's just like, oh, okay, you're forgiven. And like, they've moved on. I'm like, no.
Probably is great.
Yeah. So I'm totally with you. I'm hit or miss, but this was definitely a favorite and one of my favorite. Yeah. you know, and it's funny because I think I'm also a little bit adventurous isn't the right word, but I'm much more willing to check out new authors that I've never read before with Christmas romance books if the story sounds really, you know, engaging to me for some reason. I don't know. And some of my favorites have been that case where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I love this author, so I'm gonna check out all of her other books. And One of those was A Very Bossy Christmas by Kaylee Loring. loved her. Like, she's so funny. And I'm like, I need to read all of your books and all of your holiday themed books that you have. Like, this was sort of like the full package, right? And it has all my favorite tropes in it. It has enemies to lovers. It's an office romance. It has a like fake relationship thrown in, and it's, you know, really nice and heavy on the steamy factor. Mm-hmm. But it focuses on Declan is the hero. He's a like workaholic lawyer, and he has a very good reason that you come to learn why he doesn't want to go home for the holidays and see his family. And so he basically like coerces his executive assistant, Maddie, into being like, hey, you're going to be my fake date, and then you'll get Christmas off if you do this for me.
But and she doesn't know on the 24th. Like, it's not even like she gets like Christmas. She gets like one day off, like, you know, like.
Right, right. The 24th. Exactly. And, you know, she can't stand them. You know, they have this animosity in the office, but yet, you know, there's something lingering under there, right? And they just have, you know, the best banter in that book between the two of them. I was just laughing hysterically and just really enjoyed it. It was such a fun read.
That's a fun one. Yeah, I love that one. And then you read the follow-up as Valentine's Day, and then the follow-up is St. Patrick's Day. So you get a holiday. I love a holiday. I'm a sucker for, like, I have friends who are writers, and I'm like, just write holiday books. Like, I don't care. Like, any holiday, you know, equal opportunity.
She'd write a really good Halloween one, I think, you know. She hasn't done it yet, but that would be awesome.
A Thanksgiving one would be great, too, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I read the Valentine one. Loved it, too. I mean, forced proximity on the train, like, super cute. I haven't read the St. Patrick's Day one. That'll be in my list.
That'll be awesome.
Let's see. Another book I read and found an author I loved was called Charming Coworker. Mm-hmm. This was written by two authors, Lauren Renaud and Janine Collette. This was my first of theirs, but also the first in their Falling for the Stars series, which I think we talked about this, where each book follows a different hero based on a different astrological sign, which is really cool.
Yes.
I can't remember what the astrological sign was for this one off the top of my head. I should have written that down. But I loved it because it's another office romance, actually, and fake dating relationship too, actually. But Katie is a woman pining for her boss, and she can't really get his attention. And so her coworker, Hunter, offers to kind of like fake date her to help her or make the boss jealous and gain his attention. So this was just one of those books that just not only great writing, but just two really, really great characters that you just fall for and really want the best for both of them. But Hunter was one of those heroes where I'm like, gosh, you are such a good book boyfriend. Like, you are the guy who just notices everything about Katie and treats her so well, not in like a super sappy way, but just like awesome. So it was a really good book.
Oh, that sounds so good. I am having the whole astrological sign. Like, I'm just like fascinated. I'm like, how do you make this, you know? And I know authors actually, when they do character research, they come up with the astrological sign, and they come up with a character that can base on that stuff and the characteristics and like how they react and stuff. And so I'm fascinated. I'm like, oh, they probably like did the whole astro chart, you know, to get to this place for us to watch it. So
I'm super impressed. Like, it's such a clever idea, right? And I've read a couple of others in that series since, and they're really good. So I love it. But the fact that it has a little holiday twist to it, you know, it's definitely one I'd reread every holiday. So let's see, you already mentioned this one. So one of my favorites from this year was Merry Little Meet Cute by Julie Murphy and Sierra Simone. And you're right, like, if there's any two authors that probably could, you know, sneak in some steaminess in the traditional publishing world, it's going to be Sierra, right? But this one was just so darn cute. I mean, I'm not, I don't, I like watching Hallmark movies. I will watch them, but, you know, that's like, that's not really the type of book that I normally gravitate towards. So I love how they took that idea of like a Hallmark movie in this small town we're filming, you know, and it's around the holidays and everyone sort of gets involved. But the caveat being where the star is a porn star, right? The heroine. And I mean, even the hero, he's this like former boy band guy who sort of fell off, you know, the good graces of the world. So throwing them together in this sort of sweet romance movie they're filming was just hysterical. Yes. I think I more got a kick out of all the other porn studio workers coming to work, like do hair and makeup and whatever. They were just providing their like best comedic relief, right?
Yes. I did interview with Sierra and Julie, and it was like a blast. Like, it's a great interview because they really are really good friends, and they talked about this idea, like how they came about with this idea. And you're like, you know, and I was like, so how did you do research? They're like, well, you know, Julie had the movie, like Dumplin'. And so we figured out like what we know about movie making. And we thought it was like Hallmark movies and porn are pretty much the same thing, just like different levels of stuff, but it's like the same. You know, like it's a very short schedule, it's very like tight, and there are like different things, and so it made sense. So I really love this like take on it. Was just funny, like the costumes and stuff, they were like, you know, like realizing, and then realizing that they were like the hero was pining for the heroine, you know, before he met the heroine, like he's like his her biggest fan, and she was his biggest fan too. So it's like, it's like this like ident, like this shared history that they didn't know they had.
Yes, it was adorable. I'd love for them to write another book together, or even another holiday book.
They're gonna write another book together. Yeah, it's a boy. It's they're gonna follow the next boy bander, which is a Joy Fatone fan fiction.
Oh, right. Like the pizza.
The pizza guy.
Right. Yes. Oh, yay. I'm excited.
So, yeah, they're following. I think there is a trilogy, I'm assuming, because there's three guys in the boy band. So I think they're doing each boy band guy is going to have its own book. So, which we need boy band books. Like, again, this is what we need.
I am 100% behind that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and one other thing I would say too, like around the holidays, maybe we mentioned this earlier, is that, you know, people get busy, but I mean, I don't necessarily put my reading habit on the shelf because I'm constantly reading a book, but sometimes you just need that quick read, right? So the holiday novellas are awesome. Yep. So I looked at my Christmas novella list that I have up on the blog, and I was like, oh yeah, these were so great. I think I first came to read Jana Aston's books with her Reindeer Falls series. Have you read those?
Yep, I read all six of them. There's six now.
All six, yeah. I mean, the first three I loved. I mean, I like all six too, but the first three I was like, this is the freaking cutest thing, you know? Yeah. This holiday town and all of their names are Christmas, like, and they all felt like full stories. You know, the boss who stole Christmas was so fun, how they, you know, it's an office romance, but they kind of liked each other but never knew until, you know, that holiday. And
yeah,
If You Give a Jerk a Gingerbread was cute with the whole cooking show aspect to it. And then, oh my gosh, the One Night Stand Before Christmas with like, the Santa suit is on my bedroom floor, you know, like, oh my gosh, adorable. I love them.
It's so good. Yeah, I knew about Jana back in 2016, 2017, she had a gynecologist book where it's like, oh, it's almost random. Like, and I read that series. I binge read that series because I was like, oh, it's so cool. And so I didn't realize, I was like,
I think it's called Wrong. Is it called Wrong?
I think it's Wrong. It's the gynecologist book. And like, a few years later, I saw the Reindeers and I was like, I haven't read it. I haven't kept up with her books because they were like, you have to pay for them. And I was like, no, I just like KU. I'm kind of like cheap like that. And so I was like, when she put this on KU, I was like, I binge read them. I was like, this is fantastic. I need more of it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And she did. She gave us more last year with the three, four, five, and six. They were so
and now fun. Now I'm spoiled. I'm like, we're 6, 7, 9. We're,
you know. But one more, another. Three authors came together to write them Julie Crist did one. Oh, I'm blanking on the second author. And then S. Doyle, which I had never read her either. But her novella, Santa Baby Maybe. Oh my gosh, it's like one of my most favorite books ever. It was just so cute. Probably maybe a little bit longer than a novella, but it's one of those like grumpy sunshine, you know, opposite attract books where the heroine and the hero work at this Christmas ornament company. Oh, so Santa Baby Maybe is that by S. Doyle is one of those awesome novellas that I love because it's just this great complete story, grumpy sunshine, opposite attract story between two people who work at like a Christmas ornament store. So the heroine is the creative ornament designer and then the hero is the grumpy CFO. But they just had like the best chemistry and I loved how she wrote it. And it was just the cutest holiday, romance. Cause sometimes Christmas romance books, it's like, sure, there's a little holiday thrown in there and it's really not right. Which I'm kind of like, this is totally not a holiday romance, but this one was just so perfect and had the cutest, you know, setting for it, which was awesome. Yeah.
I am downloading that one right now.
Let me know what you think. I hope you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I won't. It's another novella. So I'm like, you have me at Christmas novella. So yes, I am downloading it now.
Nice. I still have two like on my like TBR list that I've want to read. One I think came out last year. Maybe you've read it. Window Shopping by Tessa Bailey. Did you read that?
I own it, but I have not read it. I own it. I did buy it. You know, that's the Ted Lasso fanfic.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the bow tie.
And that's seriously, I only had to read that line. And I was like, yes, please. I would like to read that because I love Ted Lasso.
I love Tessa. And I'm like, it's just like, you know, like Ted Lasso. I'm like, yes, I watched it last year. I was like, yes, I need this in my life, you know.
Well, and seriously, that's probably the only show in Bridgerton. Those are the only two TV shows that I read or watched last year because otherwise I'm just reading, but I just love it so much. And, you know, the whole grumpy sunshine thing is becoming really popular and that's sort of what window shopping is all about, except the heroine is the grump, I guess. So yeah. Well, if you end up reading it, tell me what you think. Yeah.
I will let you know. I'm adding those Christmas books now. Yeah. I read Love Life Farms. There's been a trend of tree farms, like people, like heroines owning a tree farm and then like trying to figure out what to do with the tree farm, you know? So I did read Love Life Farms by BK Borenson. It's on KU. It's a fake dating. She owns a tree farm and then the tree farm is struggling. So she needs to fake date her best friend so they can save the tree farm. You know, and then Seasons of Love, it's a female tree farm. She inherited a tree farm and then the tree hugger, like the not a tree hugger, the tree person also inherited the tree farm and they have to work together to save the tree farm. It's all the tree farm.
You know? It's a cute concept. Yeah, totally.
It's very Hallmark. I'm like, I just inherited a tree farm.
Yes.
Am I supposed to too? You know? Like forest proximity? Okay. Like,
right.
So those are a couple of ones that were like they're trendy, they're stuff. Seasons of Love is also Jewish holiday. It's also Jewish representation. And so it's a Jewish family that owns this Christmas stuff.
That's awesome.
So it's just kind of like fun like that. And then the other one that I read, it's a Cat Cafe Christmas, which is, it's about, if you like cats, or if you're a cat owner, this book is for you, because every chapter heading tells you about a different cat profile, because this is a cat cafe that has adoptable cats, so they have, like, a place where you can just, like, chill out, play with the cats. They also have a vet area, they have, like, coffee and stuff like that. And so the hero is a marketing professional who wants to help, like he got this job about like highlighting parts of the town, and the heroine owns this cat cafe. And he was like, I'm gonna promote it. And she was like, I don't want you to promote the cat cafe. So they come to terms, but the hero discovers a kitty in his apartment, and he brings it to her, and she's like, well, I don't have any place to foster, so you gotta take care of the cat. So it's a hero falling in love with his own cat, you know, which is very cute, you know.
very cute. Love it.
But but those Season of Love and A Cat Cafe Christmas are on the closed door side, and then Love Life Farms is on the open door side. So open door, like there's heat in the Love Life Farms, you know. So
gotcha. Love it. Cool. Do you have a arc for Lissa K. Adams one coming up this month?
I do have an arc, and I have like an audio arc, and I have friends who have read it and loved it. I did not read the Russian, and so I'm scared, because I'm like, I like the concept of it, but I didn't love the series. Like, I'm like, it's in and out, it depends. But it's a holiday romance, so I'm like, might as well just like listen to it, you know. So
gotcha. I've only read one of them. I think it was about the Russian. But yeah, Very Merry Bromance could be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think of like other, let me scroll through my Goodreads. I think of like I actually am surprised how much holiday reads I read this year, because typically I don't read that many. Like when I start reading romance, I think when I started this podcast, I only read one Christmas romance in 2017. And that was for this podcast.
Oh, no kidding. That's so funny.
It was for the podcast. I only read one romance, and I was like, one Christmas romance. Everything else was like, you know, everything else was just basically like regular high heat, you know. Well, it was probably like 2016 2017. And then right now I'm reading Snowman with the Player, which is a football new adult romance set in Arizona, but it's in a cold town. They're stuck in a cabin.
That's so by Rebecca.
Rebecca Denshaw. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And is the second one like a continuation or a separate?
I don't know. I think I'm curious to see. I'm like, I'm probably gonna binge read them. So
yeah, I totally want to read those.
I like Rebecca, even though I had to pay for her stuff. I like her books.
Those definitely caught my eye for sure. And the covers are super cute.
The covers are so fucking cute. It's so adorable. So this is Christmas by Jalen Holiday. It's if you like Hallmark movies, and you like heat, Jalen Holiday's trilogy. So This Is Christmas, Princess for Christmas, and Duke actually are really good ones. They're set in a fake town, like fake royal town in Europe. And they're very holiday, they're very like Christmas, like chocolate and like Santa and stuff like that. So that's like a good series to listen. I encourage you to listen to them, not to read them, because they're actually really good books to fall in love. My friend Kelly actually wrote a novella, you might want to read it. It's set in LA, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's called Meet Me in Los Feliz. And so it's a warm Christmas, you know, now that we're in warm weather, and that's a high heat. Like she made it a point to add cock multiple times, you know, and it's a really high heat novella, but it's like complete novella, so it's like it works out really well. And that's on KU. And then I did read In the Van of Love, which we both read, and I had issues with that one. So I would say it's fine if you like it. Again, this is another Christmas tree farm. It's another Christmas tree farm. So there's three Christmas tree farms. So Very Middle It'll Be Cute. And I think that's All I Want for Christmas by Maggie Knox. It's a country star. It's more like, I don't consider Christmas. It just happened to take place in Christmas time. It's more a celebrity, like The Voice meets Nashville. Yeah. You know, so if you like mm-hmm. The Voice and you like Nashville, like those, that kind of TV shows, mm-hmm. then this book is for you. But it's not Christmas at all. It just happens to be on Christmas time.
Yeah. Their book that they came out last year, I really like The Holiday Swap. More Christmassy and super cute. Yeah.
Yep. So that's pretty much, I'm scrolling through the stuff. And that's pretty much my standard Christmas this year. But there's another couple months. So we'll see if I end up reading some more Christmas books, and I'll do an episode about it. So,
yeah. Awesome. Most of those I think are on my list for this year too, I think. Your Mean One, Matthew Prince, I think was one too.
But I feel like that's going to be closed door. I get a sense that's going to be closed door.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Definitely.
You know, I'm like, I'm trying to think of like other Christmas books, but I'm like, the very romance one is one for me. I got the audiobook for Kiss Her Once for the Alison Cochran one. I got the audiobook. So I'm like, and I am more, so one of the prefaces, when I read a book, it might annoy me more things, but if I listen to a book, I'm more forgiven about certain things, because I'm like, I do other things while I'm listening to a book, so I'm like not really paying attention to it. So that's I'm so more like, it sometimes like things are annoying, and like it needs to annoy me really bad in an audiobook than for me to be like, it's a 2-star. Like I'm more forgiven in an audiobook setting. So
that could be another podcast, because it's so funny. Like I find that I don't like books as much if I listen to them. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just like, I don't know if it's the person trying to personify it, and that's not how I'm envisioning it, but I'm like, I'm listening to one now and I'm like, I really shouldn't have listened to this, because I think I really like it. And if I'd read it,
Yeah, we should do a podcast episode about that one. Yeah, there are series that I like on audio better than reading wise. And the same goes with like traditional published audio seems to be working better. I'm more forgiven about it than if I'm reading the book. Like I can read Kindle Unlimited. I like Kindle Unlimited on reading wise, but traditional published audiobooks are working better for me.
Interesting. Yeah.
So let's chat about, tell us where you can find you online. Talk to us about the blog.
Yes, you can find me at shereadsromancebooks.com, where I'm all about every and all romance books. All my book lists are by different romance tropes or new releases coming out. I do have book reviews, fun book quizzes, and every year I run the romance book reading challenge. So tons of fun things over at She Reads Romance Books.
Awesome. Thank you, Leslie, for being on the show.
Yeah, so great to be here, Laura. Thanks so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.